He's sacked by Michael Strahan.
I will always remember the Giant fans.
Welcome to this special edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, the season in review. I'm Bob Popper from the Timex Performance Center. As the 2011 season began, Eli Manning was going into his eighth season in the National Football League. Already a Super Bowl MVP, Manning had to work with a new group of young, talented receivers and a football team that was ready to make its mark. And what a magical ride it was for Manning in the Big Blue. Here's Eli Manning in his own words.
Eli, when you think back to everything that encompassed the 2011 season, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
You know, I think just us coming together as a team at the end of the season. One of the messages Coach Coughlin talked about at the beginning of the year was finish. You know, let's finish the fourth quarter. Let's finish the end of the season strong. And, you know, we may have taken that a little bit too literally. A lot of games, we were down in the fourth quarter. We had to make some comebacks. We won a bunch of games. We needed wins to make the playoffs. Needed, you know, four wins in the playoffs to get to a championship. And so we definitely finished the season strong.
All right, so let's go back to the training camp and obviously the whole elite thing. Were you surprised at the fact that it became as big an issue as it became?
Definitely. You know, the whole elite thing, I never thought anything about it. I thought I gave an honest answer to a question and told people how I thought, and I didn't think that would be made into the whole deal that it was. So I don't have any regrets about what I said. Still felt I was just answering the question honestly.
I don't even think when Michael Kay asked you the question, it was like a sabotage question. It seemed like an innocuous question anyway.
Right. You know, he asked if you think you're an elite quarterback, if you can be considered amongst the best. And so I said, I think I can get to that level and maybe not played at it the year before, but have the potential. I'm going to work on, getting to that level. And so the next day I heard a lot of news about it.
All right. So one of the other backdrops is the receiver situation. And Jerry Reese had told the media all along, I believe that some of the answers to your questions are right in this locker room. You spent a lot of time working with these young guys during training camp. When training camp ended, how confident were you that some of these younger guys would seize the opportunity and perform?
I was hoping they would. I don't know if I was totally confident. I mean, I knew Akeem was going to be solid, and he was continuing to get better and better, and always had the potential to make the big plays. Had to work on being more consistent, just on some of his intermediate routes, and just knowing the combinations and working on some of the route running. Manningham, kind of the same thing. He made the big plays. Just work on some of the intermediate stuff and be more consistent. And then we were still kind of looking for that slot receiver. We lost Steve Smith, the previous year, and when we lost him, our offense really fell down in our production because we didn't have that slot receiver. So I know we had Hickson coming back and he was going to play some. All of a sudden we lose him early on. Victor Cruz had done some good stuff but still hadn't played a whole lot of football, especially in the slot position. So I knew we were going to work on some of those things. And then that's when Victor really stepped up and has run that slot position better than anyone we've had here.
Makes another man miss to the 45, down the left sideline. There goes Cruz, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 74 yards.
Just knowing how to get open, and he's so good after he gets the ball in his hands, to run after catch, making guys miss. So with those three receivers, Jake Ballard stepping up at tight end, we did have some young guys who stepped up and played a big role for us.
We'll be back in a moment with more of this special edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, the season in review, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to this special edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, the season in review, presented by Toyota.
Third and goal at the one. Manning's going to throw. Throws it left to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Jake Ballard!
How's that for a comeback? And I tell you what, anyone who doubts whether or not Eli Manning has the stuff.
Eli Manning, that'll be his fifth fourth quarter comeback of the year.
As you were putting all these fourth quarter comebacks together, including a thrilling one in New England, did you privately maybe say to yourself, man, we're really playing with fool's gold here? Like, we can't keep having a comeback because something's going to go wrong, like what happened in San Francisco. A ball gets tipped and then, you know, you don't win.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we told the team. I said, you know, it's great to have that comfort and that confidence that if it comes down to the fourth quarter and it's a final drive, we are going to go down and score. But, you know, sometimes weird things happen. And San Francisco, the ball gets tipped. Seattle, Victor Cruz kind of slips a little bit out of a break. Ball gets tipped up, intercepted, you know, return for a touchdown, game over. So they're always going to be those plays. You don't want to have to be in that situation all the time. But, you know, but I told those guys, you know, after both those circumstances, I said, hey, you know, that was a fluke. Don't, you know, next time if we get in another 2-minute drive, we're going to go down and score, you know. But that's the reason why you don't want to have to be in those circumstances all the time. And, you know, that's you know, part of football. And you know, you got tight games and, you know, we won a lot of them, but, you know, we lost a couple. And obviously Green Bay gets thrown in there where we had to drive to get down there, but left just enough time for them to go down and get a field goal.
Snap is good. Kick on its way, and it is good. And the Packers remain undefeated. The Giants lose for the fourth consecutive game. They're now 6-6.
Why didn't this team, because no team has ever won a Super Bowl that had a 4-game losing streak, why did this team not fall apart?
You know, I think we just thought, you know, it wasn't that we were playing bad football. And I think that was the important thing that Coach Coughlin and we try to get across the players. It's not like we went through a slump and we just played terrible. You know, we had, you know, out of those games, we had one bad game against New Orleans who put a pretty good beating on us. But the other ones, you know, San Francisco, a great team. We played them tough, you know, into the final minutes. Green Bay, who was undefeated, you know, played them into the final 50 seconds to tie game. Philadelphia, same deal. You know, we played, you know, pretty close in all those games. We just, you know, couldn't find that little edge. And, you know, maybe one or two play difference to you know, get better. So that was kind of our focus. Say, hey, you know, let's turn up the heat a little bit more. Let's get a little bit more prepared. Let's work a little harder during the week and make sure we're at our best and we're giving, you know, everything we have and all in at this point into this final stretch. And you know, we're not far off from being a very good team and beating some of the best teams in the NFL. So let's just, you know, let's keep our confidence. Let's, you know, let's turn it up a notch and we'll be a tough team to beat.
We'll be back in a moment with more of this special edition of Giants Chronicles. Eli Manning, the season in review, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to this special edition of Giants Chronicles. Eli Manning, the season in review, presented by Toyota.
We could end up knowing every NFC division winner by midday on Sunday, except, of course, for the NFC East. That division race looks like it's going to go right down to the wire. The Giants and Cowboys engaged in a dogfight with two head-to-head meetings to go.
The game in Dallas saves the season. You really need to win that game. Just take me through those last 5 minutes. Is that just instinct at that point where it's just flowing?
Yeah, you know, it's you know the circumstances. 5 minutes left, you're down 12. You know, you need two touchdowns. And so, you know, I thought it was big that, you know, that circumstance, hey, we said, all right, we're going no huddle, you know, back into the 2-minute drive type deal. And we went down there and scored pretty quickly, which is nice. You know, hit Jake Ballard, scored quickly, where now our defense, you know, we needed a stop from them. And you know, they got a 3-and-out for us and got the ball back and really had plenty of time. We weren't in a super rush on that final drive to go down and score. Could, you know, run the ball some and do a few things. And so, obviously, scored, you know, fairly quickly again. Gave Dallas a little bit of time to get in scoring position. But JPP gets the blocked field goal.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! And it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it!
For the team to, you know, not lose confidence, not get down, not start forcing things and start complaining, but instead, hey, realizing we still got time to win this thing, let's go do it.
Tell me about that Jet game. I mean, you're the road team in MetLife Stadium. Felt like a third of the building at least were rooting for the Giants.
Sure.
And then the Victor Cruz 99-yard play just seems to turn everything around.
Manning back to throw. Looks, throws one to the right, completes it to the right for a first down, and running out of a tackle down the right sideline is Victor Cruz. Cruz, chased by Smith, hurdles over him, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Giants, 99 yards!
The play to Victor was a huge, huge play. Down at a 1 yard line, third down. Just a little time before half, you figured, if we don't convert that, we're going to have to punt. We're going to give them good field position. Instead, he gets open, breaks a couple tackles, goes down the sideline, and the whole momentum changes right there. It's a full swing. And so we go into halftime fired up, have all the energy. The crowd's on our side. It was quiet them down. And it seemed like after that, then our defense just started playing. Outstanding. They started getting to the quarterback. They're making stops. And offensively, we didn't play our best game, but we didn't make mistakes. We didn't hurt ourselves. We didn't, give them turnovers and give their offense a good field position and played well enough to get the win.
And look, we won't even start thinking about Dallas until Monday.
Oh, Wednesday.
We're 60 minutes from being NFC East champion. Let's lay it all on the field. Hold on three. 1, 2, 3.
All right, you start the game fast against Dallas.
Takes the snap. They roll him left. He throws it left. Cruz has got it. Down the left side, Lenny goes. Across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz. 74 yards, and he's done it again.
You go on to win the division there.
Great job of finishing now. Great job of finishing this part of the season. And now we go, man. We go. We play Atlanta 1 o'clock on Sunday.
First playoff game in MetLife Stadium. Can't be no better team all in the day.
Defense plays great early against Atlanta. They basically pitch a shutout.
Empty backfield. Jones in motion. Lyons going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there. Second time today, they've been stopped on 4th and inches by the Big Blue defense.
What about the dominance of that Green Bay game? Is that a game that you sit back and you think about, wow, they were 15-1.
Yeah, they were a good team, but we knew, we played them earlier in the season, ran right with them. Scored a lot of points and had a chance to win that game. So we knew, offensively we can move the ball. The first drive, we go right down there. We're moving the ball well. We had to settle for a field goal. The next drive, hit Akeem on an end cut. He breaks tackles and goes and scores.
Nick runs out of a tackle. He's in the 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
Our defense was getting turnovers, getting stops, getting some pressure on Rodgers. And so, the Hail Mary before halftime didn't hurt anything either.
Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown. He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary.
We really played well on both sides of the ball.
Hand off Jacobs. Cuts back to the right. Jacobs turns the corner at the 10. He's to the 5, to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. And that 14-yard run has sent the Giants to San Francisco and the NFC Championship game.
Next week, 6:30 Sunday, San Francisco, here we come.
Was the San Francisco NFC Championship game, if not the most, one of the most physical games you've ever played in?
Yeah, it's got to be up there, and their defense is as good as they get. So another game where it's you got to be patient. Can't force things. Don't give their offense a short field to work with. Make them drive 80, 90 yards and earn all the points that they get. And if you got to take some sacks, so be it. Let's just let's stay in the game and let's give us a shot at the end to win this. Hit Manningham on a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. That was big.
Touchdown, Giants! Mario Manningham! And the Giants are back in front with 8:34 to go.
And, of course, a couple special teams, turnovers in our favor really helped us get some field position.
Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Knocked out by Jaquan Williams and recovered by the Giants.
And then Tynes kicking the game-winning field goal.
Snap is low. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good! And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years.
I'm so proud of these players and these coaches. You know, nobody gave us a chance after we lost four games in a row in the middle of the season.
We didn't write ourselves off. This is for all of the Giants, all of our fans, and we are thrilled to be going to Indy.
Congratulations, Giants. We're going to the big one again. One, two, three.
We'll be back with more of this special edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning the Season in Review, presented by Toyota. Welcome back to this special edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning the Season in Review, presented by Toyota.
From high atop Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, it's the New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots, Super Bowl 46.
In this Super Bowl, I mean, a lot of people picked you guys to win. And you really outplayed him in the first half.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Throws one left, touchdown Giants. Victor Cruz on the slant. And he does the salsa in the Patriots end zone.
When you went to the locker room at halftime, were you a little nervous in the fact that we didn't really step on them like we could have?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we were nervous. I knew we played better than what the score was. And to go in at halftime down was a surprise. I thought we really moved the ball well, had opportunities to score some points, just didn't quite execute down, in the red zone. Had some sacks and different things when we were getting close to scoring and had to settle for field goals. Had the holding call on third and one the next play. Missed Manningham on a post, underthrew him a little bit. That could have been a touchdown. So, just a little bit off. Had a great game plan, did a lot of, things very, very well. Just a little bit off that were keeping us from, totally dominating the game. But, second half I said, hey, we should be able to continue to do the same stuff and move the ball and go down there and score. And we started the second half off pretty quickly. But sure enough, got the game to the fourth quarter and the final drive in 2 minutes. We knew in this one all we needed was a field goal, to get the lead. But, very comfortable in that situation. We'd been in that situation many times that season. Been in that situation against the Patriots earlier that season and had come through and guys stepped up. And, I thought we had a great plan for what they were going to do.
3:46 to go. One timeout and the 2 minute warning. We've seen something like this before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Giants, though, this time are down by only two.
Well, the crowd is starting to get on their feet, and this is the drive.
Manning out of the shotgun set, and he's back to throw. Finds the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. The officials say he got his feet in at the Patriot at midfield.
Wow.
Manningham down the sideline. Manning dropped it in, and Mario Manningham touched both feet down and got him down as he made the catch. We look at it again. He beats Moore down the sideline. Over-the-shoulder catch. Possession. And it looked like he had both feet down when the ball came into his hand. We'll look at it again. Left foot's down. Right foot's down.
Yep.
They're both down.
Mario Manningham time here. He's got the guy he wants, and Eli says, you guys can't double all of them.
Really had a very efficient two-minute drive to go down there and get that win. It was actually a lot different from the two-minute drive in 07 when we had where, they almost intercepted a few and almost some sacks. The one we had this year was as efficient and as well-planned and as well-executed as you could have a drive.
Hand off Bradshaw, he runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping.
Why not take the lead? You got 57 seconds to go. Bob, you got to trust your defense.
Bradshaw thought about going down at the one. I don't know, Carl. I thought he could have gone down there, and he thought about going down. He wasn't sure whether he'd score. He's given the Giants the lead here in the Super Bowl, but it was an almost reluctant touchdown by Bradshaw. So here comes Tom Brady and the Patriots offense, trailing by four with 57 seconds to go in Super Bowl 46.
And the defensive front has got to do their job.
Brady is back. He's under pressure, and he gets sacked at the 13-yard line.
Undy! Let's go!
Come on!
Let's go!
And now the Super Bowl is going to come down to a Hail Mary. Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Second Super Bowl, obviously, they're always a little bit, they're always different. First is always the first. Second is special, too. But what does the second one mean to you as far as personally and organizationally?
It's definitely special. The first time it was all kind of brand new. It kind of came out of nowhere. The second one, you're thinking about the other guys who were getting their first Super Bowl and the emotions that they must be going through with that first one. You realize that you're the world champions and just all the different things that are going through your mind. So it's an exciting time for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, what that feeling is and smiling for them.
One of the funny things about the season was the fact that with all the talk about Eli Manning being elite, it never factored into his mind, into his equation during the course of the season. As Eli's always said, I'm just trying to be the best player I can each and every practice, each and every game. And once again, Eli Manning, a Super Bowl MVP. And as he embarks upon the rest of his career, Eli Manning still has some of his best football ahead of him. That wraps up this special edition of Giants Chronicles, Eli Manning, the season in review. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on MSG.